Welcome to the Afternoon Jams 98.5, the voice of Pine Hills and Metro Orlando. Today's conversation, family, is very important. Get your kids, get your uncle, grandma, get them around the radio because you're about to hear a voice that is very important. You've seen the promotions, you hear the promotions on radio, and you use their services, but rarely do you get a chance to talk to someone behind that big old sign that says E-Pass. Today, we have the one and only Michelle Michaels is here representing the E-Pass brand, but she is from the Central Florida Expressway Authority. Michelle Michaels, the one and only.
And the one and only Paul. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the show. We got you here finally, and I know you have a very busy schedule, so I won't try to like hold you up, but I do have questions for you. I realize I can't ask them all in one segment, so just bear with me.
Absolutely. Bring them on.
But the big question is for a new guy who doesn't know, been in Florida 5.5 years, mm-hmm. What's the difference between SunPass and E-Pass?
Well, Paul, I like to liken it really to looking at it like it's a Walmart versus a mom and pop kind of thing. So SunPass is owned and operated by the state of Florida. So Florida DOT and the Florida Turnpike Enterprise. It's their electronic tolling brand, and E-Pass is owned and operated by the Central Florida Expressway Authority, and that's our electronic tolling brand. So really, you know, the big thing is they work the same all over the state. Wherever SunPass works, you can use E-Pass. I think the difference for our community is this, is that the tolls that we collect with E-Pass stay right here locally. So they're reinvested right back here in Central Florida. And SunPass tolls are statewide. So they could go to Jacksonville, Miami, somewhere other place in Florida that may have toll roads. But all of your E-Pass Central Florida Expressway tolls stay right here locally.
So if I'm using 408, mm-hmm. and I use a SunPass, even though this is Central Florida Expressway, mm-hmm. 408, that money that I'm sending to SunPass is leaving Central Florida?
No, that money stays here. They collect it for us, and we receive that money, and that money stays here. Yes, but I'll give you an example. The money that's collected, so a lot of people don't really realize, they think that 417, let's use that as an example, the State Road 417, CFX operates and or we own the Orange County portions of 417. There's still 417 in Osceola County, and there's 417 in Seminole County. Okay. Right. So the tolls that are collected on like the Seminole portion or the Osceola portion, they all go to SunPass, and they could be used to help maintain or improve the pieces in Osceola or Seminole, or they could be used somewhere else in the state. Make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, what do E-Pass or CFX do with the money you collect locally?
So I think one thing that people may not realize is the toll roads, we do not get tax dollars. Zero taxes come to us. So we only run the agency and build and maintain our expressways through people choosing to use them, meaning through paying the tolls. Okay. So we don't get any tax dollars. So what we do with the tolls are several things. I mean, 100% goes right back into making sure that the roads that we own and operate are maintained. We have to do that, meaning that there's no potholes. That we widen the roads if they need to be widened. If there's new roads that should be built in the region, that we have the means to do that. The other thing I'll tell you is, you know, we 98% of all of the work that's done by our agency is done by the private sector. Okay, so okay. There's only 86 people that work at the Expressway Authority as a
really?
Staff. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It seems so massive.
Well, it is massive in the fact that we have we employ all these private businesses. You know, oh. I mean, so like a lot of people don't know this, but the toll collectors in the booths for us, are, that's a contractor. So that's a private business that they, that we employ. And then our call center for ePass is also a private business. So we try to keep, you know, we work to keep the costs down, but the needs are great, right? I mean, transportation in our community is, you know, I mean, I think we're doing a good job. There's still a lot of things that need to happen.
Wow. So you probably don't have this number, though, but I would love to know, like, the impact of jobs, like the trickle-down impact of jobs, including the independent contractors that is impacted from us using, you know, ePass and Central Florida Expressway Authority. That'd be good to know. I mean, I would assume it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands. But
well, let me just tell you this. So we are, yes, if, I think you're right, especially if you talk about the direct jobs that are, like, meaning direct would be the landscapers that are working out in, on our roads, our road rangers, all of the, there's, I mean, it trickles down, right? The people that are constructing our roads, the designers of our roads, the people that study if we need new roads. But we have a, like last week, recently passed a $4 billion, and that's with a B, work plan for this region. Okay.
Wow.
That work plan is estimated to bring around 42,000 jobs to over the next 5 years to this community. Yeah.
That's on the road.
Yeah. The road. Roadway work, like any of the things that we cut, any of the things that we have to do, from, we have small business opportunities here. If you're a small business and you do landscaping and, in roadway work, facilities work, because we have, not only do we have the roads, but we have like 14 toll plazas. So there's a lot of facilities work that has to be done. You know, there may be opportunities for people to work in, with us.
How do, man, that, not, you get into a conversation, people, ears are starting really, they open it up now, the ears are popping up. Like, how do we find out about that? Like, job opportunities?
Yeah, if you go to our cfxway.com, we have a supplier diversity section on our website. We also, even through our procurement, and then you can see jobs that are posted, even with our, look, I'm going to tell you, ePass, our priority is customer first. And we are always looking for customer service representatives to answer phones and help our customers on a variety of issues that they may have. And I would certainly encourage people, if you're interested in that customer service piece, to please let us know, you know, and they can go to the website and find out more information about that.
Well, Michelle, Mike is here, Central Florida Authority. Expressway, Central Florida Expressway Authority. You mentioned something in one of your previous comments about road rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I have seen them on the side of the road doing courtesy help, but we're moving so fast, you really can't read everything.
Yeah.
Is that a, like a courtesy service that you guys provide?
It is. That's right.
Can
so
talk about there, that, please.
Yeah. So there's a couple of reasons that we do that. We do it and the state does. It is just a good service to help motorists. If you get on the road and you run out of gas, then they have gas that they can give you a couple of gallons, you know, to top you off to get you to a gas station. If you need road service, they'll help call road service. If you need help changing your tire, they'll help with that. If there's some sort of incident, like a fender bender or some sort of accident, they're usually the first people there to secure the area before law enforcement gets there. Road rangers are a huge asset to our roadways and really to our community. We want to keep people safe, and we want to make sure that people, you know, keep moving.
Wow. How do we contact road rangers then?
Well, if you can still, there's a number, I think it's 347, that you can do a star 347 and get our road rangers.
Wow. Because I see them working every day.
Every day. It's really, it's interesting because it's, unfortunately, it can be a dangerous situation, right? Okay. It's just like highway patrol or police officers getting out and helping somebody. And so I would just say, if you see a road ranger and they have that flashing light, if you can change lanes, please do. At least slow down and be mindful of them. Try not to just whiz right by them in a lane, because they do have families too and want to go home to their families. But they do, I think they do yeoman's work out in the field. You know, I mean, they want to make sure that people are taken care of. I mean, they, you know, sometimes when kids are with the parents on the side of the road, they're scared. And these guys really try to make people feel at ease as they're helping them through that situation.
Wow, Michelle, that is some great knowledge you're giving to us today. Michelle Mikus is here, Chief of Staff, Public Affairs Office for Central Florida Expressway Authority. You know them as EPAS, but Central Florida Expressway Authority has a bunch of folks on the board that we do know from the community. I believe, I think Jerry Demons is on the board. If not, I know somebody from the county's on the board, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got Mayor Demings, which he is fantastic. Yes. We also have Commissioner Siplin.
That's what I'm talking about.
She is awesome. Yeah. And she, oh my gosh, she is the biggest advocate for small minority and women-owned businesses. She is probably one of the biggest that I have seen working with elected officials. She just does. It, I feel like every time we have monthly board meetings, okay, in our offices here. And when she's here, it feels like every single month she is looking for and asking staff, what opportunities are here for small businesses? You know, we need to talk about, you know, what can small businesses, how can they benefit from the work that you guys do? And she really has, she's been a great advocate for that. And we're actually expanding our outreach program this year to small businesses to tell them about the opportunities that are here at the Expressway Authority because of her.
Wow. Well, Michelle, I hope, I got one last question, but I hope we can get you on more often or get one of your assistants. I know you're the chief of staff. Maybe we can get your assistant chief of staff because I know you VIP, you know, you out here working hard.
No. Listen, it's all, you know, all hands on deck at this place. You do. And that's part of the time issue is, you know, you just got to do whatever it takes to make it work. We all are. I mean, even our executive director is that way. It's we are here to serve you. Right. That is our role. And everybody that works at the Expressway Authority truly believes that. I mean, we want to be of service. And I would just say this to you. Imagine what the Orlando community would be like if we did not have the opportunity or the option of the toll roads, right? I mean, the reason the toll roads were even put here was because we don't have income taxes in this state. We don't have the high taxes. We are blessed to live in a state that, you know, we have options. And the toll roads, that's what it is. It's an option. And if there's somebody driving on the toll road, they're not on the toll-free roads, like let's say 50, for example. So it frees up space there.
Right.
We believe we're here as a service.
Right. And that's probably the reason why we have toll roads then, right?
Yeah. That's exactly why.
Because, you know, I'm a Michigander.
Yeah.
And I can only think of one toll road, and I believe that is Pat going, getting on the Mackinac Bridge, I believe.
I think that's right. There's not a lot of toll roads in Michigan.
Yeah, zero. I suggested we do it, you know, to raise money for the roads, but the roads is terrible. But hey, they're not even looking at that option in Michigan. But you guys are done.
You guys have a lot of snow in Michigan, so there's a lot of days that you can't work on roads other than clear the snow in Michigan.
And then the plow trucks mess them up too. So, before we go, how can people connect with Central Florida Expressway Authority or EPAS?
Well, we are on Facebook. So you can find us at Central Florida Expressway Authority on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We have at Drive EPAS to find out about all of our construction projects. Contact, you know, check out our website at cfxway.com. any of those ways, you know, please follow us and learn more about us. You can sign up for our newsletter that we send out monthly to keep abreast of opportunities and how your toll dollars are being reinvested right here in the community. And one of the things before we go, Paul, I did want to mention that does impact Pine Hills. We're doing a project that's in design right now where we're going to do some improvements at the Tampa Avenue interchange. And okay, that Tampa Avenue interchange is going to include some pedestrian and lighting opportunities and like beautification in that area. So we're really excited about all the things that's happening in that community of the greater Orlando area.
Wow, that's great. And Michelle, but also, can you repeat the job opportunities or business opportunities? How can people connect with Central Florida Expressway Authority on that?
Yes. So I would suggest that they go to cfxway.com. And on the website, there is a supplier diversity and also a procurement section on our website. Both of those would have information on opportunities. So if you are a small business and are looking to, you know, find out what projects and what opportunities we have coming up, that's the place to find it out.
Right. Before we go, I mean, you kind of like you doing this interview with us today. You just don't know what this is doing to the community, because up until this point, they have probably never heard a voice from EPAS. And this is letting our community know that you guys care. You're not just this big machine that is taking coins and automatic debiting cards and, right, you know, all that, that you guys care about this community. And we're going to build this bridge together. And so I'm looking forward to our conversations and building, and maybe in the next couple of months, they get to see your beautiful smile and they'll be able to do something on Facebook and YouTube. They can see that it's not just some big machine, somebody pushing a button. There's good people there.
I appreciate that. I am so excited about us, you know, being on the show and being a partner. And, you know, all of the community is important to us. And I just think I appreciate you guys reaching out. This is a fabulous opportunity. And I look forward to seeing what comes out of it. You know, hopefully people will call us or email us and contact us about those opportunities. And certainly let's get back on the phone together or Facebook. You know, wasn't real sure how that worked. I don't know that I have a radio voice. I'm from the panhandle of Florida, if you haven't noticed. But no, I think that this is awesome. And Paul, thank you so much for all that you do for this community. I mean, you know, and bringing people and sharing information. I think that's important.
Thank you. This is part of our mission. Having people like you on is definitely part of our mission. And let's continue that. We'll be talking again and have you back on. Michelle Micas, she's probably on social media. Y'all want to find her, type her name in, and let her know that you heard her on 98.5 The Wire. Michelle, make sure you have a good week, okay?
I will. You do the same, Paul.
All right. Going back to more music.